WEEI Afternoons, Christian Ark and Andy Hart. Nice to have you with us here today. And joining us on the hotline right now is ESPN's Adam Schefter, who's brought to you by Liberty Bank and by Coleman. It's electric. Mr. Schefter, do we have you?
Christian and Andy, how are we doing?
We're doing great. It's great to have you here today as we approach the trade deadline in the NFL. There's reports and rumors out there right now, Adam, that the Patriots, despite being one of the teams that generally are sellers at the deadline, may end up trying to do a little buying. Are you hearing anything like that? And how do you think this trade deadline is going to go for a team like the Patriots? Do you think they'll be active?
Well, I think every team's always looking, and you're not ruling out anything. Again, I think I'd be terribly surprised if you're waiting for them to make some big blockbuster move. I wouldn't expect that. But if you could get a young, talented player on the cheap that you might have a chance to resign, yeah, you'd look at that. But I think that's just I might be wrong. I just think it's them doing their job. You know, like, what are you going to say? No, we're not looking. We're shutting things out, and we're not interested in anybody that can help improve this team. Like, does that make any sense? So I'm not saying that they won't make moves. Let's see what happens here. I have not heard them linked to anybody in particular. I don't know how many good young players teams are looking to just give away. And yeah, if there were an opportunity to add a talent, of course you're going to do that.
Adam, you've been doing this a long time. It feels like the trade deadline in the NFL gets more interesting almost every year. I mean, even this year, Hall of Fame wide receivers are being traded, number one wide receivers. Do you agree with that? Has it grown more active over the years, and do you know why that is?
Yeah, well, I think it's a few reasons. I think that there is a younger, more aggressive breed of general managers, and I think some of the older, more traditional general managers have left the league, and some of the young ones have come in and made trades, and sometimes the trades, as was the case with the Rams a few years ago, help the team win a Super Bowl. And when other teams see that, I think that they feel inspired. Now, I've had GMs point out to me, coaches point out to me that a lot of times these trades don't wind up doing good for the teams that acquire the player in many cases. That's certainly debatable, and that's certainly been the case with a number of trades. But the fact of the matter is, I think it's undeniable that the level of activity has increased in recent years. I think it's increased because the GMs are younger, more aggressive. They're following the analytics model. They've seen some teams have success. They don't want to sit around. It's just become a little bit more active. And the thing this year is that the trades have happened earlier than usual, too. Like, it used to be that we would get 3, 4, 5 trades before the deadline. Now we're getting 2, 3 trades a week leading up to the deadline. So while we're all waiting for a busy day on Tuesday, and it will be busy in this country for a lot of reasons, I don't know how much of it's going to have to do with the NFL trade deadline.
Yeah, sure. I mean, that's going to be, we may be having lots of different conversations related to those types of things. The Patriots, though, sort of fit the mold. I heard you last week, Adam, talking about Carolina and how they may be shedding some of their wide receivers. Deontay Johnson ends up getting traded. DeAndre Hopkins traded away from Tennessee, another team that's sort of down there at the bottom. That's generally the way these things go. And with that in mind, the Patriots have already sort of gotten in on the act here, trading Josh Uche to the Kansas City Chiefs. So I guess sort of, in terms of team building, you're right. You know, these are younger and more aggressive GMs trying to build teams in a different way that doesn't necessarily involve giving out huge contracts or making sure that you hit on every draft pick. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, no, listen, again, the teams that are in the spot, like the Panthers, like, they have another decision to make, I think, on Adam Thielen. Do I think they want to trade Adam Thielen? No. Do I think they want to keep him around? Yeah. Is he 34? Yes. Is he going to be back next season? Probably not. So if that's the case, why would you not do your organization and him a favor and move on and trade him? And so they could say that they don't want to trade him all they want, but logic says to me that the right thing to do is to move on from a guy like that. And every team has decisions to make that are like this. It's not simple. Like, you know, the Patriots made one with Josh Uche this week, right? They sent him to Kansas City. They didn't get a whole lot back in return, but they felt like that was the right move to make. So you know, again, every situation, every team's different, every player's different, but that's kind of where we're at going into Tuesday.
Adam, are there any big, we've had big names, but are there any other big names out there, names that we could keep an eye on between now and Tuesday?
Well, I mentioned Adam Thielen and Mike Williams of the Jets, a couple of wide receivers that are interesting. Christian Kirk would have been in play had he not fractured his collarbone. Za'Darius Smith in Cleveland. Aziz Ojulari with the Giants, the pass rusher. Tre'Davious White. You know, there's a reason that guys are on the block by and large. So it's you know, it's you hear these names, but again, there's a backstory, right? Like everyone says, Deontay Johnson, great player, and he is a great player. But why was Carolina willing to give him away for a flop, right? So there's stories behind every trade like that.
We're talking with Adam Schefter, ESPN. Adam, of course, you know Drake May in the concussion protocol after taking that shot against the Jets on Sunday. He's on step three, I think it is, where he's only allowed to practice for a half hour today. You've seen other player, Marvin Harrison, some other guys this year, come back the week after going into the concussion protocol. Are you hearing anything about where this may go with Drake May and if they're looking to have him back on Sunday?
Well, I think it's the kind of thing where, yeah, you'd like to get him back, but typically, most players don't make it back for the next week. And so it's just, if you look at it, I think the average return to play is about 8 days. And I think if you've got a young quarterback, you're going to be even more careful than normal. So I know he was listed as limited today, and I know there's a chance that he could make it back, and I know they'll give him every opportunity. But just on its surface, my general reaction would be, I probably would be a little surprised if he did make it back and clear through, but every player is different with every concussion protocol.
Adam, a couple weeks ago in London, I think there was some perception that Doug Peterson might have been playing the Patriots for his job. He got the win. We've seen Saleh get fired already. Where does sort of that head coaching carousel midseason stand? Are there guys that you think maybe let go during the regular season, or is it going to wait till the end of the year at this point?
Well, just like the trading cycle is heated up and it happens in advance of the trade deadline now, I think the firing cycle also has accelerated, where it used to be that, to me, hunting season, as I think you could refer to it as, for head coaches started right around Thanksgiving. And now we've already seen one head coach fired in Robert Saleh. I'm not telling anybody's getting fired anytime soon, but would it shock me if there was a coach fired next week, the week? No. If we go back to the trade deadline last year, I remember getting home from ESPN that day, and I was completely exhausted. I get into bed that night. I fall asleep about 10:30, and I wake up at 12, and there were like three texts that the Raiders were firing Josh McDaniels on Halloween night last year, you know, literally hours after the trade deadline. And that's just kind of what the coaching cycle is right now. Everything has kind of kicked up. I think any coach whose team is underperforming at this time of the year, there's going to be a question about. Period. You can apply it to any coach on any team because of the day and age that we live in, because of the scrutiny, because of the impatience, because the owners have more money than ever before. Like, you could apply it to anybody just about at any time.
All
if
right.
you want.
Before we let you go here, Adam, would you consider the New York Jets to be the biggest disappointment in the league at the halfway point so far?
Well, I think as somebody pointed out this week, I think everybody could agree, if we look back at the Patriots over the last couple of decades, is it fair to say that heading into this season that there may never have been lower expectations for this team over the past two decades? Is that fair to say?
Yes. That's 100% fair to say, yes.
Okay. And I think we could look back at the Jets heading into this season with Aaron Rodgers coming back and Woody Johnson saying it's the best collection of talent that he's seen in his 25 years as an owner, that the expectations for the Jets this year were never higher than they've ever been than this past year. Now we're coming off a Sunday in which the low-expectation Patriots beat the high-expectation Jets to leave both teams after 8 games with identical 2-6 records.
All right. Well, I'd say the prosecution rests right there. Adam Schefter, thanks so much. Great to talk with you as always, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Guys, thanks so much. Have a great week, and when we talk next week, we'll have been through quite a damn Tuesday, one way or another.
That's true. We'll probably still be looking for answers on that other thing. But, yeah, the trade deadline will be over, that's for sure. Thanks, Adam.
Have a great week.
All right, that's Adam Schefter, the great Adam Schefter at ESPN, joining us here.
Really cracked himself up with that
EEI Afternoons. Hey, you know, you got a good zinger. You got to let it go. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. It's the guest corner of the show here on Wednesdays, which means... Scal's coming up next. We'll talk with Brian Scalabrine of the NBC Sports Boston Celtics TV broadcast right after this.